pray. Triune God, bless these moments that we spend beneath your cross, that through your word and spirit, our love for you and each other may be strengthened. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. John chapter 19. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. Thus far our text. Jesus' first word from the cross was a word of forgiveness. His third word from the cross is a word of love. I'm assuming most of you here have been present when a loved one died. I say that because oftentimes family members are gathered around the bedside. There's a spouse, there are children, there are grandchildren. Together they mourn and grieve. They are there to support the one who is dying as well as to support each other. This scene is similar and yet it's different. There is no deathbed. There is a man dying, but he's dying on a cross. It's also not similar in the sense that there's very few family or friends who have gathered here. The text tells us there's his mother Mary, her sister, Mary Magdalene, and John. No mention of Jesus' brothers and sisters. I think scripture is clear that they exist. No mention of any other disciples. It's a scene of a mother's love. It took courage for Mary to be there. Those who associated themselves with Jesus risk being arrested and punished. That's why the rest of the disciples forsook him and fled. They were hiding from the authorities. In addition, it's difficult to watch your loved ones die, but try to imagine watching them die on a cross. I don't think we could have blamed Mary if she had turned away. But Mary's parental love is no different than that of most parents. I'm confident some of her thinking is, "I wish it were me. I wish I could take your place." But she cannot. So she is present to remind him of her steadfast love. As she stands beneath that cross, she may well have recalled Simeon's word when Jesus was only 40 days old. "This child is destined for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and a sword will pierce your own soul." Her soul is pierced because of her love for her son. What is love really like? How does love show itself? In the marriage vow, we promise, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part, I pledge you my faithfulness. Love is sharing in each other's needs. It is bearing each other's burdens. It is weeping with those who weep. And whether it's a spouse, other family members, or friends, what a blessing it is to have someone who's willing to stand you in with you in life's darkest hours and at life's most difficult moments. This text is really about being caregivers. And our text makes clear that loving and caring comes at a cost. Loving was not easy for Jesus, for Mary, or for John. Commenting on these words in a sermon in 1523, Martin Luther said, quote, "When the Holy Spirit comes, he makes the heart joyful, willing, and happy, so that it freely goes and gladly in a good heart does all that is well-pleasing to God, and suffers whatever has to be suffered." The Passion story is a story of suffering. It is a story of a love that does not fail. But the Passion story happens because our love fails. We aren't always there when life is at its darkest. Jesus' own disciples couldn't even watch with him 1 hour. All the disciples forsook him and fled. And to his credit, John returned. But let us be honest in our repentance and admit that our love fails. These words spoken from the cross are indeed words of love. A love for a neighbor that is clearly expressed in the Ten Commandments. One of the commandments is honor your father and your mother. Little children obey this commandment by obeying their parents. Adult children obey this commandment by caring for their parents and their needs. And so even as he dies, Jesus obeys God's law. He honors his mother. He shows her love, affection, gratitude, and respect. What about in our lives and our society? What if we're at a point in life where our parents can no longer help us? Where they're elderly, they move slowly, they forget. Their eyes are dim, their grasp is poor. So often they face life alone. That's why this is a vivid and penetrating picture of love. These words, again, are a picture of love and indicate that love responds to physical needs. The Bible doesn't mention the death of Joseph. He's not mentioned in Scripture beyond that visit to Jerusalem when Jesus was 12. Most believe that Joseph died before Jesus began his public ministry. Life for Mary had to be difficult in that day and age, for she was a widow. When the father died, it was always the responsibility of the oldest son to care for that mother and to provide for her. As the oldest son, Jesus seeks to care for, provide for his mother by saying to John, "Here, is your mother. And John takes her into his own home. These words from Jesus lead us to ask, how are we treating our fathers and mothers? It's Proverbs 23 that says, do not despise your mother when she is old. These are words of love, because they reveal whom Jesus is thinking about. It's amazing. In Jesus' first words, he's thinking about his enemies. Father, forgive them. And in these words, even as he undergoes extreme suffering, he looks down and seeks to care and comfort his own mother. Instead of thinking about his own dire condition, he thinks of Mary's condition. Even while he hangs dying, Jesus concerns himself not only with his own needs, but his mother's and ours. As he dies, he thinks of her future and security and ours. In love, he chooses to undergo horrible suffering and agony, because it was for us and for our salvation he came down from heaven and is incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. It was for us that he suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He did it all to secure not only Mary's future, but ours. He told his disciples that he was going to prepare a home for them. And he prepared that home by going to a cross and by being laid in a tomb. In his death and in his rising, Christ secured for us a future and a home. What a picture of love. As Jesus hangs on a cross, he says, woman, here is your son. Son, here is your mother. A Savior who is always thinking of others. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends our understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.